From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kalbach, today's feature is the fall migration of waterfowl, which includes ducks, geese, and swans. Swans are not likely to be on the refuge or elsewhere on the peninsula until sometime in December. Ducks and geese, however, are now beginning to seek food and rest on the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge in large numbers. These numbers will increase over the next few weeks. The most common and numerous ducks you will see are the northern pintail and the American widgeon. You can find them on Willapa Bay, Tarlet Slough, and in the nearby fields on the refuge. A huge wetland in Tarlet is on 85th Street in Long Beach. It will soon be home to various species of foraging geese and ducks. Brant will rest on Willapa Bay, often near Leadbetter Point, and elsewhere on the bay where they can feast on their favorite meal of eelgrass. Look for Canada geese and cackling geese in the fields of the refuge, too. They have already begun gathering to refuel for their journey south. Their numbers will also increase in the near future. Willapa Bay is also home to other species of waterfowl, such as green-winged teal, mallards, and godwall. While these species will be fewer in terms of the number of individuals compared to the pintail and widgeon, there will still be hundreds lounging on the mudflats or resting in Willapa Bay. This is a wonderful time of the year to go birdwatching on the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. The variety of waterfowl is astounding. Ducks and geese watching is highly recommended. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.